This is program number LW2762. All that really counts these days is money. Hi, this is Larry West. Aristotle Onassis is the one who said that, a man famous for his incredible wealth. He said, it's the people with money who are the royalty now. He said that in Time magazine dated March 1975. The idea is still not outdated. A lot of people agree with it. Look at Mr. Onassis himself. He lived like a king. He owned his own island, ships, and just about you name it. Yet he died at the age of 69. And you know, it's strange. In death, all of us are equal. In that article, Time summarized Mr. Onassis' life with some rather distressing words. It said, and this is a quote, "With Onassis' death, the world lost one of the extraordinary entrepreneurs. However, he left little legacy, no monuments, no great acts of philanthropy, no record of achievements, other than the succession of business deals." How would you like for someone to say that about your life? The sad thing about Aristotle Onassis' life is that the world remembers him for what he gathered for himself, not for what he gave. By the way, have you made out your will? What is it you're going to leave your children, your grandchildren? Is it your house, your car? Is it some land? Maybe a business. It is for sure you can't take it with you. I mean, you will leave taking with you exactly what you arrived here with. Nothing. You will leave it all behind. Now, the only opportunity you have to leave behind you something great is the opportunity you have now. And the greatest thing that you can leave behind you for your children, for your grandchildren, get this, is hope. Hope in God. I'm serious. The most important gift you can give your child is hope for life after death. One day your child, if he hasn't already, will reach the age when he becomes responsible to God for what he does. And when he becomes responsible, he will fail God's standards of moral excellence. That's right, he'll do it. How do I know? Because God says he will. He says it in the Bible. And when he fails, he will stand under the heavy penalty of his failure. And the Bible says that is an eternal separation from God in a hell. That is a conscious horror, hell is. Now, since that is fact, not fiction, you see, we all face it. Since it's true, doesn't it stand to reason that the most important gift you can leave behind for your children is a knowledge of God? Is the knowledge that God has made it possible for rescue? You know, you can give your child eternal life in Jesus Christ, God's Son. The Bible says you can. And if you don't give that to your child, if you don't give it to your children, I mean, the day will come when they will wish they had never been born. The day will come when they will curse their parents. I tell you, this business of training your children to know God and to be committed to Jesus Christ, His Son, yourself, is not something to be brushed off lightly. It's a life and death situation. Listen to me. Your child will not learn to love God unless he sees your own consistency of loving God yourself. This old business of do as I say and not as I do, it'll never work. If your child does not see Daddy reading the Bible, then the child wonders, why should I? If your child does not see his mother consistently loving and reading and talking to God and living by that Bible, then the child will never learn to do it either. What you are, Mom, Dad, your children will be. It's a proven fact. So what are you going to leave behind for your children? It is true, you're going to leave something. You know, you often see children take over their parents' house and property, or sons taking over their father's business, and soon the house and property are sold and gone, or the business is run down, sold out, because the children wanted to do something else. What a man has worked for all his life to leave his sons and daughters is often not even appreciated by those who inherit all that property stuff. But you know, it's a proven fact that what parents teach their children concerning God lasts as long as four generations. Now, isn't that incredible? Think about it today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course that will help you train your children so that you can leave behind heaven for them. It's called For God So Loved You. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.